Hundreds of Americans and Canadians showed up at the Peace Arch Blaine border crossing Saturday to show their support for one another and shake each other's hands. Kathy Webster drove from Bellingham for the event to stand alongside her neighbors to the north. "I'm here because I feel like the idea of connecting as neighbors is more important than ever. I don't think the people of Canada or the people of America hate each other, want a trade war, want to take each other over, and I don't know how we can make that more visible and clear than by coming and being together," Webster said. Langley resident Heidi Landry played a key role in organizing the event, which centered around the theme of peace, love, and a handshake. After several speeches, Canadians and Americans lined up and shook each other's hands. People gathered around the arch in Peace Arch Park, waving Canadian and American flags and signs of support for each other. Many stood on the grass and waved as people passed by in their cars on the way to U.S. or Canadian border control. BC Parks noted the park was built on the two borders to commemorate the lasting peace between the two countries. The park is situated on the 49th parallel and is managed in partnership with BC Parks and Washington State Parks. "This place has been shared between the USA and Canada for generations, and I hope this symbol of peace will continue to hold that promise for generations to come," Landry said. "I think our southern neighbors need our help, they need our support. We need to spread the word that not all Americans voted for this. Even Americans who did vote Republican did not vote for this." Since Donald Trump was elected president, Canadian-U.S. relations have been strained. "What's with this talk of Canada becoming a state, or of slapping us with tariffs and economically devastating us, or talk of annexing Canada? Canadians are taking offense," Landry said. "Canadians stand united in the love of our country and in preserving our sovereignty." Landry added that the United States no longer feels safe. "It's hard to wrap my mind around the extent and significance of change occurring in the USA. Whole lot of our American friends are hurting," Landry said. "In my heart, I feel like there is no better time than now to show our friends, family, neighbors and allies across our border, to show our mutual support for one another, to come together and reaffirm our friendship, our mutual respect for each other as a people. We know it isn't citizens of the United States who are out to harm us. I've been getting requests, asking me to relay messages of solidarity and to tell the Americans that come here today that we don't see you as our enemy. It's not you, it's your administration." Several times, the crowd proclaimed, "He, Trump, will not divide us, he will not divide us. We're going to keep our relationship strong. We're with you," Landry said. What Trump doesn't realize is that he's not only fighting 40 million Canadians, he's fighting against 40 million Canadians and more than half of America. Landry would love to see border towns across the country hold similar events. "It would be wonderful if we could have this movement coast to coast, and I think that it's a really wonderful thing for the U.S. border towns to have people coming to their border town to do this from the United States and spending their money at their border towns, because we're not." Landry said they plan to be back at the park every Saturday until a big rally on April 12. Tom Pasma from BOA, WASH, noted that most Americans do not agree with many of Trump's actions since he took office. "They stand with Canadians. There are some ways to beat MAGA, make America great again, and the first step is to stand shoulder to shoulder with our great friend Canada, or like the Canadians are calling it, elbows up," Pasma said. Jeffrey Smith from Bellingham came to show solidarity with Canada. "They're our closest allies, and I love Canada. I've been going to Canada since I was a little kid, and it tears me up to see what's going on right now," he said.